Okay, good afternoon, everybody. This will be, I think, our last 10-minute halacha shiur till after Pesach. So let's do a Pesach topic. I was walking through the halls of YU last week, and one of the Rebbeim stopped me and said that one of the Talmidim in the shiur raised the following shaila. They were discussing the sugya of bala matzah yatzah, bala marar lo yatzah, and one of the Talmidim said, well, wait a second, if you need to taste marar, what if you had COVID and you still lost your sense of taste? You have not regained your sense of taste. Can you be yotzeh the mitzvah of marar, and can you recite a bracha on the mitzvah of marar? That is a very real shaila, and it is a very common shaila both this year and last year. So let's discuss what the halacha is, both in terms of matzah as well as in terms of marar. So first, a little bit about marar and a little bit about the idea of using, let's say, something that doesn't even taste so bitter for marar. Most of us use romaine lettuce for marar. So why are we allowed to do that? It doesn't even taste so bitter. And then we could talk about the role of bitterness and the taste of bitterness in the mitzvah of marar. The Mishnah Psachim Dav Lamed Tes lists five acceptable vegetables that you can use for marar. The first one is chazeres. Chazeres means lettuce. In the days of the Tanaim, they didn't have iceberg lettuce in Eretz Yisrael, so the practice is that we eat romaine lettuce because that's what they had, so we assume that's what they were referring to. Some of the poskim say, yeah, but eino chinami, if you have iceberg lettuce, maybe that would count also, but generally speaking, most are machmir to use romaine lettuce. The Yerushalmi asks, well, wait a second, lettuce is delicious. I have lettuce for lunch every single day in my chicken salad every single day, so how can lettuce count as marar? It's not bitter at all. So the Yerushalmi says that if you leave it in the ground, it would become bitter. And therefore, it's by its nature, it's a bitter vegetable if it were left in the ground a little bit longer. And therefore, it is a vegetable called marar. The Chazon Ish holds, though, that you can only use it if you actually left it in the ground and it actually became bitter. But we assume not that way. Most of the poskim assume, not like the Chazon Ish, that as long as it's a min marar, as long as it is a vegetable that qualifies as marar, you're allowed to use it. Now, in Europe, they didn't have lettuce, so they used horseradish. There was a professor, or is a professor, I believe, in one of the universities in Eretz Yisrael, who I believe is a YU graduate. I think Rav Shechter said he was a Talmud in the Shir many years ago, who wrote an article when he was a Talmud in YU. He wrote an article in a journal called Gesher, which was a journal that would show the bridge between Torah and science, and he explains that they only started using Professor Felix's name, that they only started using horseradish when Jews moved north, and they no longer had access to green leafy vegetables that the Mishnah identified. The Shulchan Aruch assumes that all of the vegetables that we use for marar are green leafy vegetables, and that they're all bitter vegetables. None of them are charif, are sharp. They're all bitter. The horseradish, the idea that you use horseradish, he suggested, is really relying on a big kula, that if you don't have one of the five minim, then you can use a different min, but not that horseradish is one of the actual minim. It's not, according to this suggestion. Now, some of the Acharim say that, yes, it is. Tamcha, which is the second vegetable on the list in the Mishnah, that might be horseradish, that might be chrein, but Rav Shechter points out that's difficult because the Gemara says that they're all supposed to be green leafy vegetables, and horseradish is not a green leafy vegetable. Meaning, if you look at all the vegetables that are on the list, horseradish is definitely different than all of the rest of them. So some suggest, okay, so what you should do is take some lettuce and add a little bit of horseradish to give it some kick, and that way you'll have a sense of marirus. And a lot of people do this, but Rav Shechter pointed out, if you really hold that horseradish is not one of the vegetables, then you're adding a dvar reshus to the dvar mitzvah, and the Gemara says that asi dvar reshus mevatel dvar mitzvah, so you might actually be costing yourself the mitzvah. Or if you're machmir like the Chazon Ish, that the lettuce is no good unless it's actually bitter, so then that dvar reshus is being mevatel dvar mitzvah in one direction or the other. That's what Shlomo Zalman Auerbach points out, that it's best not to combine them, because there is an argument to be made whether it happens to be most poskim hold that either one is good enough for marar, that both horseradish and lettuce are good enough for marar. Shechter holds not horseradish, but most poskim hold one or the other. But Shlomo Zalman says, but you're decreasing your chances of being mekayim the mitzvah by combining the two, because there's a reasonable argument to be made against either one of them. Rav Shechter uses lettuce for maror. He said, you know, he says that his wife buys horseradish every year because that's traditional. So he takes a little bit afterwards to make her happy. But that's not he's not being mekayim the mitzvah with it. That he's being mekayim the mitzvah with lettuce. Okay, so now back to our sugya. Let's say you don't have a sense of taste. So what is the role of tam maror? The Gemara Pesachim Kuftas Vav, mazel tov to those who just finished Tav Yomi Maseches Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim Dav Kuftas Vav and Beis tells us, Amar Rava, Bala Matzah Yatza, Bala Mara Lo Yatza. If you swallow matzah without chewing, obviously Sephardi matzah, Ashkenazi matzah, you would choke to death. If you swallow matzah without chewing, you're Yotze the mitzvah. If you swallow Mara without chewing, you're not Yotze. Korchon Besiv, Avide Matzah, Nami Lo Yatza. If you put it into a capsule or something, and you swallow it that way, then you wouldn't even be Yotze the mitzvah of matzah. The Rashbam explains, Bala Matzah V'lo Lo Asa. If you swallow matzah without chewing it, you're Yotze. You ate, and as long as it's eating, you're mekayim the mitzvah. But lechadchila, says Rashbam, tam matzah be'inon. You should really taste the matzah. Bala maror lo yatsa, says Rashbam, to be'inon, tam maror v'leka. You need tam maror, and you don't have it. That you have to have that sense of merirus, and if you don't taste it, you're not yotzei the mitzvah at all. So apparently, while matzah only requires a maisa achila, marah requires that you sense the tam of marah while eating it. So let's talk about matzah, then we'll talk about marah. So the Gemara says clearly, bala matzah yatsa, that you're yotzei even though you don't taste it, and we paskin that way in Shulchan Aruch Sim Tafayin Hey Siv Gimel. Yet, the Gemara in Brachos records a machlokas, daflam and chesam and beis, whether somebody can be yotze with matzah mevushelas, with cooked matzah. And Rabbi Yossi holds, you're not yotze, because by tam matzah v'leka, by cooking it, you're robbing it of its tam, and you're not yotze if you don't have the tam matzah. And we paskin that way also. So how do we reconcile those two piskei halacha? That if you're baleya matzah, and therefore don't taste it, you're yotze. But if you cook the matzah, and therefore don't taste it, you're not Yotzei. So a couple of ways of dealing with this with a significant nafkamina. The Taz in Tav Samach Aleph, Sivkat and Beis answers that you don't need to sense the taste of the matzah, but the matzah has to have a taste, meaning the cheftza shal matzah has to possess the taste of matzah. Magen Avraham and Tavayin Hesiv Kat Niralv similarly says that it's no longer considered matzah if you cook it, but it's like eating a different min. But if you're eating matzah, even though you happen to not be tasting it, then you're still going to be yotzei. The Levush and Tavayin Hay Gimel elaborates that the purpose of matzah is to do a maisa achila, where you fill your stomach with matzah. Mismalei akeres v'ocha l'sova nafsho. That you satiate yourself with matzah. That's accomplished even if you're boleya matzah. The purpose of maror, on the other hand, is not to fill your stomach, but it's a zecher to vayimararu es chayehem. And there's no zecher if there's no hargasha of the tam. That would lead one to the conclusion that if one does not have a sense of taste, you can certainly be yotze the mitzvah of matzah, because bala matzah, yatzah, I matzah mevushelas, that's a din in the cheftza shal matzah. So if I don't have a sense of taste, but the matzah is matzah, so I could be yotzei the mitzvah. However, Rabbeinu Manoach disagrees in terms of how to reconcile the stira, and he explains that bala matzah yatzah, because if you wanted, you'd be able to taste it. The reason you're yotzei the mitzvah of matzah when you swallow it is because if you chose to chew it at that moment, you would taste it. As opposed to if it's matzah mevusheles, where you would not be able to taste it. He compares this to kolaroi labila in bila makevespo, that if you have the opportunity to be able to do it, so then you don't actually have to do it, as long as you're capable of it. Ooh, it would turn out that according to Rabbeinu Manoach, if you don't have your sense of taste and you don't have the capacity to taste the matzah, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. Wow, according to Rabbeinu Manoach, it would turn out that one cannot recite a bracha of al achilas matzah if they do not have a sense of taste. However, the poskim all quote the Taz and the Magen Avraham, that's what's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, and Tavayin Nesiv Kan Chavtas, and the Aruch HaShulchan, Tavayin Nesiv Kan Yadalid. So we assume like the Taz and the Magen Avraham, not like Rabbeinu Manoach, and therefore we can comfortably say that if a person lost their sense of taste, they can be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, they can make a bracha of al achilas matzah, that's not going to be the problem. problem is going to be maror. Simple reading of the Rashbam is that you need to taste the maror in order to be yotze, and that's also cited by the Magen Avraham and Tafai and Hesim Katan Yud Beis, who says bala maror lo yotza. You need to taste the merirus in your mouth. The fact that lettuce is sweet, that, like we said, is dealt with the Yerushalmi, as we noted and quoted in the Aruch HaShulchan, Tafayin Hei Tezvav, where the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Ve'ein lish'ol ha'muvcha shebemar avi chazeres, and after all, wait a second, lettuce is the best thing to use for marar. Ve'ein b'tamiriris klal, and it doesn't taste bitter at all. Nah, not a kashet. Yesh lomer de b'chazeres chal shei marar, mimnei ha'koshi k'mosh kosim Tafayin Gimel. Lettuce is marar, aval b'shari minim shei marar hu mipi amiriris. He says it's interesting. Lettuce is fundamentally different than the other vegetables. Lettuce is the only one that doesn't actually have to taste bitter in order to be labeled as marar. Since its essential character of having potential to be bitter grants it the status of marar. Also says the Aruch HaShulchan, you do need to taste the lettuce. It doesn't have to taste bitter, but you need to taste the lettuce, because for all vegetables that are used as marar, you need to taste that vegetable. So it would seem, based on simple reading of the Rashbam, certainly the way the Aruch HaShulchan explains Halacha, if you cannot taste your marar, it would seem that you should not be able to be yotze the mitzvah of marar. And therefore, if you recite a bracha, marar, that is a bracha levatala. So I came across one of the Talmidim picked up for me the tshuvas of Rav Daniel Asher Kleinman Shlita, the Talmud of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita, who writes up all of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky's Halacha Svarim. So he came out with a volume of Shalos and Tshuvas about Corona, and he has Piskei Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky on every issue. So he quotes his Rebbe Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky that since you taste its crunchiness and its texture, and you're eating it in the normal way, so granted you can't taste the full flavor of the lettuce, but that's good enough. That counts as tasting. That's close enough to tasting that you'd be able to recite a bracha on the maror. I mean, after all, what does lettuce taste like anyway? It doesn't even really have much of a taste. Part of the taste experience is the texture, is the chewing, is that. So as long as you're experiencing it the way that one would taste things, even though your senses of taste are a little bit dulled, that doesn't take away the mitzvah of maror. Rav Asher Weiss Shlita also came out with a sefer of tshuvas about Corona, and I do not yet have it because I don't think it's yet readily available, but he did send a copy to my dear friend Rabbi Shai Schechter, who was kind enough to send me pictures of the pages where Rav Asher talks about this. And Rav Asher Weiss writes, V'nira shedoma tfei lebala marar, that he thinks if you lost your sense of taste, it's most similar to the case of someone who swallows marar, that the Gemara says that you're not yotze. V'shayni misha ochel chasa, when you eat lettuce, at least you taste lettuce. And Rav Asher says, when it comes to lettuce, there is a certain bitterness to lettuce. Maybe not an overwhelming bitterness that would make you not want to eat it in general, but there is a certain bitterness to it. Rav Asher says, test it. Test it on Erev Pesach. See if you can taste marar. And if you can't, then do not say a bracha v'al achilas marar. What about Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky's svara that you taste the texture and the whole achila experience is a similar experience, even though you don't have the sensitivity to be able to detect the flavor? So he says, I understand that svara. Rav Asher Weiss writes, V'av sheyesh l'chalik b'misha bala mara sha'achal b'derek sheyna royla argosh asam. When you're balea mara, when you swallow it without chewing, it's not even shayich to have the taste. Ulefich lo yotze, and that's why you're not yotzei den zu achila. But as opposed to a case where someone lost his sense of taste, shachal achila ru'uya, where he eats it normally, could call shar b'nei adam. It's just that he had the illness, so he doesn't taste it. He says, I got no problems with Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky's svara. I think it's a good svara. But there's no rayas, meaning there's no proof that svara is correct. V'kivin shesavik brachas lahakel, ein lismach l'svara b'yalma, shein barai, v'hechrich linyan bracha. So since the rule is savik brachas lahakel, so you could say a good svara, but unless you have raya that the svara is correct, I have to treat it like a safik. So it's a safik, whether you yotzei the mitzvah marar. So should the person just not do marar? No, you should eat marar. But you can't say a bracha about lechilas marar because it's safik brachas lahakel. U'mishum kein nira kanal. Shevada yochel marar. Yeah, eat marar. D'yeshvara gedola lomar shachein mukhu v'yotzei dechavaso. Rosh Shmuel Kamenetsky's svara makes sense. Ach lo yivarech. But do not say a bracha. But do say a bracha on the matzah. Now, clearly, I would think that everybody would say, if you're having a seder with other people who do have a sense of taste, then it would seem that everybody would agree, just listen to the bracha that somebody else says and answer amen, and have them be motzi you, and that way you cover all your bases, right? If you're required to say a bracha, so you can be yotze by listening to someone else and answer amen. And if you're not required to say a bracha, so you did not say a bracha levatala. So at the end of the day, I would think, that when it comes to matzah, even someone who does not have a sense of taste could confidently recite the bracha of alechilas matzah and be yotzei the mitzvah matzah. When it comes to maror, better to hear the bracha from somebody else, answer amen, and then eat your kezayis of maror. One should not skip the maror, but it would seem that Rav Asher Weiss's psak is correct, that one should be careful not to say a bracha levatala, a potential bracha levatala on the maror. Okay, everyone should have a chag kosher v'sameach.
Thank you. Chag good.